Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks for joining us live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio Live. This is Jim Masters. A pleasure to have you here today, and we thank you very much for making us a part of your day. We appreciate that. We also appreciate psychic medium Jessica Lovett joining us here from Gloucester, Massachusetts. She's recognized
Hi.
As a psychic medium. Yeah, we're doing the intro part. Be with you in a second. She is a psychic medium, a practitioner of healing and the healing arts, and that includes Reiki and shamanic sessions and spiritual life coaching. She continues to channel spirits, believing all souls are unique, and supports people on that spiritual path. And she's really had keen guidance, which includes mentorship of other coaches and mediums, particularly the ones who have sensed the presence of a negative spirit or curse and need support in dealing with it. Before opening her current studio, Jessie worked inside a store known as Sacred Circle. That's a place to which she was divinely guided. And in her newest space, she conducts healing work such as Reiki energy healing, medium sessions, and teaching classes as well. She also works in all aspects of energy vibration and the soul and practice what she calls a shamanic world. We'll talk about that coming up. Before opening her current studio, Jessie worked inside a store, again, as we mentioned, known as Sacred Circle. She loves what she does. She's very passionate about it. When you go to Jessie's website, flocks of birds will greet you. She embraces the rocks, ravens, and crows as spiritual messengers and mentions this is something that has been revealed in culture, history, and lore since ancient times in Greece. And this has existed. Having the ability to read animals and numbers is among the awesome gifts that she has been blessed with. We're very excited to have Jessie Lovett here, coming to us again from Massachusetts, from Gloucester. Welcome to the show, Jessica. It's a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. This is exciting.
Yes, it is. I'm excited as well. This is really going to be a fascinating topic. You know, when did you realize you had these gifts? Or did people realize it in you? Did they notice it first, or did you notice it in you first?
I would venture to say that I noticed it in me first. I noticed that, like, I was born this way, so I always saw these things and experienced and had just, like, a deeper understanding of the way of certain things and the way the world worked, and I don't think I really realized that other people didn't experience life like I did until, like, I started in elementary school, and, like, probably, like, a situation happened in fourth grade. And, yeah, that's when I realized, like, other people did not experience or see things that I did.
Yeah, right? And that's amazing. And when you realize that, you sort of take it and run with the ball, which I think is terrific, which you've done. When did you realize you had this gift for communicating with nature and souls in different forms?
Again, when I was a kid, I grew up around Melrose, around here, till I was like around seven-ish, and then I moved away to a small tropical island. And when I was out there, I would sit at the sea wall and at the beach, and there were like turtles that would come by, or eels, or you know, sometimes reef sharks, things like that would come around. And I was really just able to, like, communicate with them. I would speak with them, and they'd come closer, or I would feel into their energy field, and they would come closer, or if it was like sharks and stuff, I'd have them, I would want them to stay away, and they would. So it was very interesting, you know, growing up that way. Very, very interesting. Yeah.
That's, it is, isn't it? I mean, that's fantastic. And that's great. It's fascinating when you have an opportunity to think about things in this way, right? It really is. You were led to Gloucester, Massachusetts years ago, and that store that I mentioned, Sacred Circle. Tell us about that very important time in your life and that very important experience in your life.
So, again, I was back in Melrose, and I had had my two younger daughters, and I was taking some classes, and because this gift like never really left me alone, I tried to figure out, like, I call it like muggle, like I try to like muggle it out, like get a regular job, and I would try this, I did construction, and I did all these other things, but for some reason it never really worked out. And so one day I was at the gym, and I was taking a bar class, and the instructor was like, hey, you're really good at this, you should take my advanced classes, I take these, I give them outside of my house. And so it was like a 25-minute ride away from me. So I was like, yeah, sure. So I kept my gifts to myself, like for the most part. Like I didn't tell people that I saw things or knew things about them or saw things with them or their loved ones with them or their animals that had passed away. I really, for the most part, kind of kept that to myself. You know, and so in this class, I'm sitting outside, and there's this spirit that hasn't crossed over. It came over to me while I was sitting in the car, and it was like annoying me. It was bothering me. It was like it wouldn't leave me alone. And so I go up to the class because it's time, and the spirit just follows me up the stairs to this third floor classroom. And she opens the door, and she's like, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, oh man, I'm sorry. Like, I'm like super. She goes, you look really annoyed. I'm like, yeah, leave me alone. And I never ever say that. And so she's like, oh my God, you have to take my other classes. And so apparently she was also a psychic medium who taught. And so I was like, oh shit. So I will be able to be like, take some of these classes and kind of figure out how to help myself in these. And so during these class sessions, I had ended up making some really good friends that I still have to this day. And one of them, her name was Pam. And she was a little bit older than me, and we connected and clicked right away. And eventually she stopped coming to some of the classes, and then I stopped. And one day I said to a friend of mine, hey, I think I have to go to Gloucester. And she's like, oh, okay. She goes, I don't know it that well. I said, neither do I, but I feel like there's a store up there I've got to go see. And so we're driving down Main Street. I'm like, I see a store. It's called Sacred Circles. It's a metaphysical store. And I was like, oh, I think that's the store. Pull over. We got to go in. And we go into the store. My friend goes first. And I'm going through the door, and I hear, Jesse, is that you? And I look up, and it's my friend Pam. And I was like, oh, my God, is this your store? And she's like, yeah. And she goes, are you still reading? I said, yeah. She goes, you want to work at the store? And so I started working there. And eventually I ended up moving up to Gloucester. And, that store was like a very pivotal – that store and that really good friend of mine who has now passed away – but she is, that was a really pivotal moment that helped me create the foundation for the rest of, you know, what I was going to do. So it was amazing.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Very, a lot of revelations there as well. What are some of the different services of the many that you offer, that you provide clients? I believe you do readings and, as I mentioned, a Reiki master as well.
Yeah, so I do the psychic mediumship readings. I do that. I'm also a Reiki master, like you said, and that is an amazing experience that you can have on the table. Reiki is amazing. And I also give shamanic work as well. And I also deal with depossessions and curse removals and some of the darker aspects to this type of work I deal with as well. So, yeah, it's very interesting work. My boyfriend will say, oh, what'd you do today?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, there was this entity or there was this, like, I had to remove this curse or, you know, I had to help somebody who had an issue that was related to a past life and being able to help that person out and just really, really interesting stuff that it never gets boring and I just really absolutely love doing.
Which is fantastic. You sound so passionate about it. You also teach other mediums how to use and advance their gifts, right? Even dealing with negative spiritual occurrences. Sounds really intriguing. Tell us more about that, Jess.
So I started teaching psychic development and I started teaching mediumship. And I teach and mentor some people who first start getting into Reiki or energy work or any kind of things like that, like attached to shamanic work, is certain things with shamanic work. I don't teach everything that I know, but I just found a knack for helping people really work through. It's really difficult to understand what you're going through if you're a psychic medium, because a lot of times, you know, you're picking up on other people's emotion or you're picking up on the symptoms of the person that has passed away attached to that person, and you don't really understand what's happening. So you have to kind of like teach them and walk them through, like, okay, like if you're feeling nauseous or if you're feeling heart pain or if you're feeling a pain in your knee or you start talking in a different accent, like that's all attached to the spirit that wants to come through and showing them how to use it's called the clairs. It's part of the sixth sense. And so you teach them what those six senses actually translate into when dealing with psychic or mediumship work. So it's pretty cool.
Mm. Yeah. It sounds like
it. Because when you don't understand what's happening, it's so confusing.
Right, exactly. Exactly, yes. And sometimes people are fearful of the unknown. They don't know what it is. So when they learn, it's a beautiful thing. You have a message for our listeners, right, about life lessons and how not to have to get it all in one lifetime. Tell us about that. That sounds really very eye-opening.
Yeah, so I guess the main things that I've learned, the biggest things that I've learned through this process of my own healing and walk in life attached to just really being the vessel or the in-between, like, of the messenger from spirit to people, is that, like, you really can't mess up in this lifetime. You do the best that you can, and you tackle the things that you can, and you don't stress over trying to get everything completely right in one lifetime, because that would be impossible. So the one thing I've really learned is to, like, take it easy, be the best version of yourself, but don't, like, make yourself miserable in the process of doing that. A lot of people stress themselves out because they feel like they have to be the best at this, or they have to keep being the best person, or they struggle with this lesson that continually kicks their butt. And it really creates this, like, hardship in their life, like trying to get it better or trying to do it better. And, you really can't mess up. Life is more like choose your own adventure than, like, you know, trying to get everything perfect in the first go around in life. If we were really perfect, we really wouldn't be coming down here all the time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fascinating way to...
Do you remember those books? They were called Choose Your Own Adventure. And it was like these older books. And it was like everyone reads to like page 20. And then you get to page 20. It's like if you choose this decision, you go to page, 26. And if you choose this, you go to page 42. And then you go to the page with the option that you chose. And then you go from there. And that's really what more of life is like. Okay. You come down into this life with a certain blueprint. And you come down into this life with this certain things say you're going to experience no matter what, A, B, C, D, E. And A, B, C, D, E entails like your race, the family you're born into, the place that you live, whether or not you have a handicap or an illness in life, who you're going to marry, the kids that you have, the job. Sometimes a job is important, a career is important, and sometimes it's not, based off of your life chart. And so we are intermingled with this concept of what could be considered free will. And so when we show up to where these things are, right, it's like, okay, this is where I'm going to meet my future. I meet my future husband, or whether or not, you know, it's like a career choice or a kid or whatever it is, moving to a certain state or however that works. It's like our free will choice is what we do with this. Say I wake
right
up tomorrow and I find out I have cancer. Well, my free will choice to deal with that cancer is like chemo or radiation or some other holistic way of dealing with it, or not dealing with it at all. And that's what I can do with that situation. So we come into this life with some things that are destined, that are no matter what going to happen. But our free will choice is what we do with those things, right? So that's where these lessons come in. And I really think, like, Ram Dass said it really, really well when he's like, your dharma and karma is what's on your plate. That's your way to shift. That's the way to get to God. That's the way to, you know, change your vibration, shift your ascensional being, is by what's on your plate, right? We don't move it around. We don't, like, hide the hard stuff. We got to deal with the hard stuff, and that's how we shift our life and become better and do better. But our free will is exactly what we do with that.
Exactly. Yeah. And to realize that we have that at our disposal is a beautiful thing on so many different levels. You know, you often receive messages from souls who have crossed over. Tell us what might be revealed in those sessions and how you manage it all with grace and confidence.
The confidence comes with experience and time. I will say that, because in the beginning of what's happening, it's really nerve-wracking, because I will say, at least for myself, I don't want the messages to upset people. And I don't want to, like, I don't want to upset people. I don't want to, like, make people nervous of this. But the reason that I started teaching mediumship and showing and working in this field, because the huge healing process that comes from this, it's like realizing that there is life after death, realizing that we can still communicate with our loved ones, realizing that they're not, even though they are without a body, they are still right there a lot. And so it gives us, there's so much healing in that process for the person that wants to talk to their child again, or their mother, or their lover, their husband, their friend, whoever it is, their sibling that passed away. And it's just the most healing experience to get a message that way and to really help you, like, process the grief of it, you know, because grief is really just like love that can't be shared with the person you want to give it to. And so it allows a communication, and it allows certain questions to be answered. And so it's just really this beautiful process. And sometimes it's like really emotional when a child comes through, or like one time I was doing this medium, it's called podium mediumship. And mm-hmm. I stand in front of a crowd, me and a few other people, we stand in front of a crowd and we just start, you know, talking to people and dealing and talking with spirit and getting it with the right person, right? Kind of like the Long
right.
Island medium or da-da-da, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she's great. And so I've seen her show. She's really funny. I like her. So so I'm there, and there's this little girl in spirit, probably around 6 or 7, that is, like, following me around. And I'm like, oh, my God, I know that, like, the 250 people in this room are just going to start crying. And it's going to be hard for me to hold it together, because when a child passes, it's very difficult, you know, for people to understand why would an innocent child pass. And so finally, I get around and this little girl is like with me the whole time. And so I go to this table and I said, I have a little girl. She's around six, seven, eight. And she passed of a long-term illness. And I'm looking at the mom and the mom's like, that's my daughter. And the grandmother was there as well. And I said, it was kind of like cancer, but not cancer, right? And she was like, yes, they were trying to treat it like it was cancer. I said, so this little girl wants you to understand, number one, that her passing was important, that her passing early was more important than her living a long life. And the parents were crying. The mother was crying and the grandmother was crying. And I said, I have a question. Did they experiment with her and find out what was working to help these other kids? This little girl ended up dying, but through the process that they used with her, the process that they used ended up saving all these other children. And they were like, yes, they named a wing in the hospital after her, all these things. And it was such a relief for them to understand the point of this child's seemingly hard life of being sick and then dying so young and, you know, wanting to know that their daughter was okay, wanting to know that this child was healthy and happy and not experiencing that pain anymore. So it was a beautiful process to understand, like, that there are layers to life and layers to our life that we don't fully understand until we pass. But that little girl's life, she saved so many other children through the scientific process and that they figured out worked with this rare illness through this girl. And so it was really nice. I mean, it wasn't a dry eye. I was trying not to cry. I mean, it's a very emotional experience sometimes. So it was, you know, being there and understanding, like, how healing that was for that mother and the grandmother to hear not only from this girl, but also to understand this girl, the point of this little girl's life and why she chose to do it. So it was really beautiful.
Totem Crow. Did those little black messengers tell you anything special to relay to our audience today, Jessica?
Yeah, they really just have, they're asking that you just trust the process of life, that even though everything is looking really difficult right now and that things really seem like it's like going to hell in a handbasket, it's like just trust the process and just know that everything is going to be okay on the other end of it, that we're just kind of in the middle of the process, but just trust the process of life and the way that everything is moving right now, and that it is supposed to put us in a better place.
Which is a beautiful thing on so many different levels, right? That's
yes.
What we need to hear. You love this work, don't you?
Yeah. I do. I really enjoy it. I think it makes me feel good to help people understand what's going on in their life and help them work through their fears about what they're experiencing. So, yeah, I really do love it. It's awesome. It's a different way to experience life.
It is, absolutely. You say that there's a difference between routine human sensations and an advanced practitioner of mediumship. And it's like comparing a kid who plays chopsticks and a concert pianist. And you know your skills are amazing and hope to relay that some of these stirring spiritual concepts as we've been doing during this conversation. Tell us about that. There is that difference between routine human sensations and an advanced practitioner of mediumship.
Yeah, so like even people who aren't mediums or even psychic will have moments in time where they're like, oh my God, I think I saw a spirit, or oh, I saw a ghost, or there was an apparition, or something ran by me. It was like a black shadow. Everybody can experience that, right? It's like they're in a room and all of a sudden the room gets very cold and then the hair stands up on the back of their head or their arms. Mm-hmm. That's one of the six senses. Okay, so the sixth sense is everybody has it, but it's just the way that we experience, interpret, and pick up on energy. So it's like seeing spirit or hearing spirit or feeling or knowing or tasting, touching, smelling, all of those things. Like, it's the way that spirit or, you know, other beings in the universe use to communicate with us, our guides, our past loved ones, you know, it's the way that they use, it's the language, the communication tools that they use to speak with us. So I'm sure that everybody has experienced, like, being in a room and all of a sudden the room gets very cold where the hair starts standing on the back of your neck and you feel someone staring at you. And, but nobody is there, like, quoting. It's, you are experiencing spirit. That's one of the ways that they use to communicate. All we are is just energy. So just because when we pass away, we drop the body, we're still energy. And so whether it's very interesting when people are like, oh, I couldn't do that. I'm like, yeah, but you've experienced it far more often than you realize. You know, it's like thinking of a person and then they call you on the phone or text you, right? Or it's like thinking of somebody and then you run into them a couple days later. Like, oh, I haven't seen so-and-so in so long. I wonder how they are. And then you go to CVS or you go to Walgreens or you go out to eat or wherever. And I'm like, holy shit, they're right there. So that's one of these kind of sixth senses, right? It's like picking up on that. And you just don't really, there's a difference between being able to do that and being someone that can interpret clearly and be a medium and be psychic medium. You know, there's a difference between being empathic and being psychic, but that's the main difference, right? Is like someone who's really just meant to be doing this work as opposed to someone who experiences it from time to time, right? It's like, right. I can cook a dinner, but yeah, it's like being able to like, yeah, I can cook dinner for my family, but there's no way I'm a sous chef. There's no way I can work in like these 5-star restaurants or whatever. It's the same thing.
I don't know. Knowing you, you might one day end up mastering that.
Yeah. I'm not
if there's
cook,
a challenge,
sure.
Jessica can take it on. That's for sure, right?
Yes, that is true. Yes.
Yeah. I want to let folks know, because we're running out of time, that they can go to the website, jessielovett.com. That's JessieLovett.com, jessielovett.com. And it's obvious that you do love it and you are very good at it. And this was a pleasure. And hopefully we'll get a chance to chat more and expand more and maybe hear testimonials and talk more about the work and application. But this was really a pleasure, Jessie. And I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I absolutely have with you today.
Yes, I did. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're very welcome. The time goes by in a New York minute, as I say, but I'm sure we'll be gathering and chatting again soon. Jessie is, again, recognized as an incredible psychic medium, practitioner of healing, and she loves what she does, and she has so many incredible additional things that she shares with the folks, and that includes Reiki and shamanic sessions, spiritual life coaching, and so much more. JessieLovett.com is the website. This is Jim Masters. Thanking you for your time this time. Till next time here on Close Up Radio Live. We appreciate you being here. Connect with Jessica. She is extraordinary. She'd love to hear from you. And come see us again. I'll be back in a few minutes with another incredible guest right here on Close Up Radio Live. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.